Welcome to Cosmetic Active Ingredients Deep Dive Podcast by Schurnick Lab.
Sponsored by Enox Global.
This episode, Caviar Extract.
All right, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into a really interesting ingredient, one that sounds luxurious.
It does.
Caviar extract. So, you know, we always try to cut through the hype here. And, you know, you shared some research with me on this, and it definitely piqued my interest because I've seen it in some high-end products. But does it actually live up to the, you know, the fancy name and the price tag?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I think that's the big thing, right? Does it actually work? And we're going to really try to unpack that today. So we're looking at a pretty comprehensive review that covers, like, all the properties of caviar extract, how it's used in skincare, and what the science actually says about its benefits.
Perfect. All right, so first things first. What is this stuff? When we see caviar extract on a label, what are we actually, you know, putting on our skin?
So it's exactly what it sounds like, right? It's from the unfertilized eggs of sturgeon fish, the roe. And sturgeon are in the Aspenceridae family, which is kind of cool. And this definition is really consistent across all the sources we've looked at. So when you see it on a label, that's what it means. No tricks there.
So it's fish eggs, and it's supposed to be good for your skin. Like, why? What's actually in it?
So the reason it's, you know, touted as this great skincare ingredient is because it's packed with a bunch of nutrients. We're talking proteins, which break down into amino acids, a whole array of vitamins, A, B2, B6, B12, D, like the whole alphabet soup of vitamins.
Ah, okay.
You got your essential fatty acids, those omega-3s and omega-6s that everyone's always talking about.
Right, right. Essential for skin health.
Exactly, yeah. And then a bunch of minerals and trace elements like selenium, zinc, potassium. It's pretty nutrient dense.
I mean, those all sound pretty good for you, but how do those actually benefit your skin? We're not eating this stuff.
Right. Well, one of the things that's interesting is that the cellular structure of caviar extract is reportedly very similar to young epidermal skin cells.
Oh.
So basically the outer layer of your skin. And this might be why it's thought to absorb so well. And as for those specific nutrients, well, the omega-3s, for example, they're amazing for strengthening the skin barrier, which helps lock in moisture and keep irritants out. And then you've got things like vitamins A and E, which are powerful antioxidants that can help protect your skin from damage.
Okay, that makes sense. So how do they actually get this extract from the caviar? Is it a sustainable process?
Yeah, that's a really important question. You know, traditionally, they would harvest the roe, which often meant sacrificing the fish. But now there's a big push towards more sustainable methods.
Okay, good.
Like there's a technique where they do like a C-section on the fish.
Oh, wow.
To extract the eggs. And then the fish can, you know, live to produce more.
Mm-hmm.
And there are even some farms that are like massaging the eggs out, which is gentler on the fish.
It sounds gentler.
Yeah. And then once they have the roe, they basically chill it, separate it from the membrane, wash it, remove excess water.
Mm-hmm.
And then they extract those active compounds using solvents like water, oil, or glycerin.
Okay. That makes sense. So you mentioned solvents, but what about, I think I read about fermentation being used in some cases.
Yeah, you're right. Fermentation is a more advanced technique that's being explored. And it's actually pretty cool. They use microorganisms like Bacillus subtilis is one to basically pre-digest the extract in a way.
Oh, interesting.
So it breaks it down into smaller molecules that are easier for your skin to absorb. And that means you're potentially getting more of those benefits.
I see. So it's about bioavailability.
Exactly. There's also some really interesting research into using enzymatic treatments with caviar extract to really target specific skin concerns like photoaging, you know, sun damage, and even regulating collagen and hyaluronic acid production.
Interesting. So let's get down to the nitty gritty. What does the science actually say about the benefits of caviar extract for our skin? Like, you know, is it all hype or is there something real there?
Well, there's definitely some promising research. One of the most well-documented benefits is hydration. Like I mentioned before, it's packed with those nutrients, those omega-3s, that really help to increase skin moisture and improve that all-important skin barrier function.
So, you know, dry skin, people who are looking for that extra moisture, this could be something.
Exactly, yeah. There are even clinical trials that show, you know, significant increases in hydration after using caviar extract. Like one study showed up to a 40% increase.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And then there's the anti-aging claims, which is, you know, probably what a lot of people are interested in. And the research there is pretty interesting too.
Okay.
So caviar extract is thought to help reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles by boosting collagen production. And it also helps prevent the breakdown of elastin, which is what keeps our skin firm and bouncy.
Okay, so it's kind of like a two-pronged approach there.
Yeah, exactly. And there have been some clinical studies showing improvements in wrinkle depth and skin elasticity after using products with caviar extract.
So it's not just marketing hype. There is some scientific backing for these claims.
Right. And then on top of that, you have the antioxidant benefits.
Right, right.
So those vitamins A, D, and E, as well as selenium and zinc, they all help to protect the skin from oxidative stress and free radicals.
And that's basically damage from like pollution, UV rays, things like that.
Exactly. And that damage can lead to premature aging, you know, collagen and elastin breakdown. So the antioxidants in caviar extract can really help to combat that.
So it's multifaceted. It's not just one thing.
Yeah, it's working on a few different levels.
So we've talked about the science, but I'm curious about the history of caviar extract in skincare. When did it become like a sought after ingredient?
Well, you know, caviar itself has been, considered a delicacy for centuries, obviously.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But its use in skincare is actually relatively recent. I'd say it really started gaining traction in the 1980s, like that whole dynasty era.
Oh, okay.
And a major turning point was when La Prairie launched their skin caviar dermal beads back in 1987.
Okay.
That really kind of put caviar extract on the map as a luxury skincare ingredient. It was like super high end. And it's interesting because marine ingredients were already being used in skincare before that, you know, like seaweed and algae and stuff.
Right.
But caviar really had this like later surge in popularity.
Why do you think that is?
I think probably a combination of things, you know, whole luxury association with caviar.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, as extraction and formulation techniques advanced, I think they were able to, you know, better harness the benefits of caviar extract, create more effective products.
That makes sense. And there are a few other really interesting aspects of caviar extract that I wanted to touch on. First of all, there are different types of sturgeon, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I've noticed that some brands actually specify which type of caviar they use in their products, like beluga, etc., savruga. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, definitely. And there's actually one that's sometimes called the queen of caviar.
Really?
Yeah, Ossietra.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like the most prized variety.
So the type of caviar can actually impact the quality of the extract?
Potentially, yeah. And then there's this whole thing about green caviar.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
Which is not actually caviar at all.
Right. It's seaweed.
Yeah. It's a type of seaweed, Caulerpa lentifera. And it's becoming increasingly popular as a more sustainable and plant-based alternative to traditional caviar extract.
And what are the benefits of that?
Well, it's known for its hydrating and revitalizing properties, kind of similar to traditional caviar extract. But it's a good option for people who, you know, are vegan or have concerns about sustainability.
Right. And speaking of sustainability, you know, we talked about the more humane extraction methods. But is there anything else being done to ensure, like, ethical and sustainable sourcing of caviar extract?
Yeah, absolutely. Aquaculture is becoming increasingly important.
Okay.
So, basically farming sturgeon in a controlled environment. And that can help to reduce pressure on wild populations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's also this ongoing research into developing less invasive extraction methods.
That's good. Always good to see the industry moving in that direction. Now, before we wrap up, I did want to touch on one more thing. You know, we've been talking about caviar extract in skincare, but I've also seen it popping up in hair care products lately.
Oh, yeah.
What's the deal with that?
So it's thought to offer similar benefits for hair as it does for skin. You know, nourishment, hydration, strength, shine.
It's like a luxurious hair treatment?
Exactly. And you can find it in like shampoos, conditioners, hair masks, treatments. It's definitely having a moment.
Interesting. Well, you know, this has been a really fascinating deep dive into caviar extract. So it sounds like it's more than just a fancy name. It actually has a really impressive nutritional profile.
Yeah.
And there's some, you know, some promising science behind its skincare benefits, particularly for hydration and anti-aging.
Absolutely.
And it's also encouraging to see the industry, you know, evolving with these more sustainable practices and even plant-based alternatives like green caviar. So what stands out to you most about all this?
I think for me, it really highlights the importance of, you know, looking beyond the marketing hype and really understanding the science behind these ingredients. You know, even for something as luxurious as caviar extract.
I totally agree. It's about being an informed consumer.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, thanks for diving deep with us today. For our listeners out there, what other questions do you have about this ingredient, or maybe other ingredients you've seen in your skincare products? You know, let us know. And keep exploring. This is just the beginning of understanding what's really in those bottles and jars.
Exactly. There's always more to learn.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us on this episode. I hope you found it insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss our discussions on the latest cosmetic ingredients and trends.